Mercedes Azpilicueta, Fire on the Mountain, Light on the Hill, 20th of June to 7th of September, 2025. Fire on the Mountain, Light on the Hill brings together a new presentation of Mercedes Azpilicueta's monumental tapestry, Potatoes, Riots, and Other Imaginaries, 2021, alongside new ceramics and costumes created in response to collective sight on Calton Hill. Azpilicueta's work explores themes of care and resistance, often revealing less well-known stories from history and platforming the role of women who have made a difference in the past and who continue to inspire in the present. These themes are explored in the large-scale Jacquard tapestry, Potatoes, Riots, and Other Imaginaries, which takes its title from the 1917 potato riots in Amsterdam's Jordaan neighborhood, an area close to where the artist now lives. The potato riots were organized by working-class women of the Jordaan community in response to the extreme food shortages they faced during the First World War, and the knowledge that ships carrying potatoes for export were leaving the city while families went hungry. Archival images from the early 20th century, showing young working women who may have taken part in the potato riots, are woven together with contemporary images of women's collective action and protest, particularly the Ni Una Menos, translated as Not One Less, feminist grassroots social movement from Azpilicueta's home country of Argentina. Azpilicueta has played an active role in Ni Una Menos, which campaigns against gender-based violence and whose advocacy for reproductive rights resulted in abortion being legalized in Argentina in 2020. The installation is accompanied by a sound piece that layers noises of sewing machines, zippers, and protest songs from the Ni Una Menos demonstrations, including the powerful chant, Nos quitaron tanto que nos terminaron quitando el miedo, translated to, They took so much away from us that they ended up taking away our fear. The result is a vibrant tapestry with a fascinating mix of historic and contemporary images, all linked by Azpilicueta's own biography, place, and migration. Black and white photographs of housemaids in white aprons appear next to mobile phone screens and the sound and images of young women from modern-day demonstrations. All are playfully interrupted by graphics and other imaginaries of shrimps, capybaras, and eels. The distinctive sculptural presentation of the tapestry, with one end collapsing onto the gallery floor, allows the audience to walk around the artwork and explore the craftsmanship of the tapestry. Jacquard looms weave coloured threads together to produce intricate and complex designs. Potatoes, Riots, and Other Imaginaries was made in the professional workshop at the Textile Museum in Tilburg, Netherlands. White sculptural objects, which are both symbolic of care and resistance and have a functional use, are suspended from the central structure. Made from everyday materials such as string, dishcloths, and makeup sponges, they represent practical tools for protest, doubling up as carriers for belongings and supplies. Artistic collaboration is central to Azpilicueta's practice. For Fire on the Mountain, Light on the Hill, Azpilicueta worked closely with artist Ana Leoni Klaas. Together, they created new textile sculptures and ceramics for the exhibition, inspired by Calton Hill and our surroundings, quite literally adding bits of broken glass and stones from the hill. A live performance on 22nd of August, created in collaboration with Scottish choreographer Janice Parker and dancers Carmen Barbel La Paz and Federica Colonia, will form a key part of the exhibition. Costumes, tools, and ceramics will be taken from the gallery display and brought to life in a series of actions linked to the themes of the exhibition and referencing stories of protest and political expression connected to Calton Hill. The exhibition extends into a library in the City Observatory, with drawings, reading materials, and the edited text of a conversation with Circa Carey, Collective's director. A video interview with the artist will also be available from late June. A large print version of this text is available, and this audio version can be accessed online. There is also a tactile library and a kids' activity available in the space. Just ask one of our welcome assistants for more information.